This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, recently on the internet, an internet celebrity claimed Islam. And everybody started talking about this. And the Muslims were so happy, so excited, some so skeptical about it. A lot of debate about what does it mean, mashallah, this victory for the Ummah and all these kind of things. We lost track of what Islam really means. It seems that a lot of us, especially among the young people, Islam is just saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then people can do whatever they want to do. We say about Islam today, you know, come as you are and grow as you wish. Which means wherever you are, just come. And then you grow as you wish. But that's not what the case is. That's not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. My dear brothers and sisters, for the young ones particularly, I want you to understand the true meaning of Islam. That question itself is not even new. Even the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked this question. They were inquiring. I want to understand what Islam is all about. And here's with you, inshallah, one single hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would like to share with you in this khutbah. hopefully it will give us an understanding of what's the really meaning of being a Muslim today. The hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith Abi Amr Waqil Abi Amr at Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu warda, qala qultu ya Rasulullah, qul li fil Islam qawlan la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. The Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Abu Amr Sufyan ibn Abdullah, come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam that I don't have to ask anyone after you. Like as if he's saying, Ya Rasulullah, summarize this to me. If there is one thing that I should focus on to make my Islam good, what is it? Isn't that what we all ask about? Because today many people, they complain about themselves, say, I'm not a good Muslim. A lot of good brothers and sisters out there feel guilty of what they commit in their lives. They don't even try to, they're not even proud anymore because of what they do in their private lives. And they're so confused of what it is to be Muslim. So here's the same man come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him, Ya Rasulullah, just tell me one thing about Islam, I should hold on to it. I don't have to ask anyone after you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, probably maybe some of us would say, look, Islam is all about the five daily prayers, it's all about fasting Ramadan, it's all about this, it's all about that. We think of all the rituals of Islam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the understanding of Islam very simple and easy for him. He says, Islam is simple. He says, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe, and then remain steadfast. What does that exactly mean? In other words, he says, say, I believe, and then prove it. Then prove it. As simple as that. You can't just say, I'm a Muslim, and then go back to your own your way of life as it was before. You can't just claim that, you know what, I believe, and then just go ahead and just start showing and saying things that could not be approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Which means you cannot just take some and leave some because it suits you. أَفَتُؤْمِنُوا بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the people before us, they were criticized for that exactly same thing. They would select and choose. They just pick whatever they want. Why? Because it suits them. In time like ours, it is, seems to be so hard for people to just follow rules. Today, the whole culture is about what? Be user-friendly. It's everything in the hand of the user, the person, the control in the hand of the user. And it seems that a lot of people think Islam is the same thing too. I want to be Muslim, but you know what? I would like to take it this way and that way. Customizing it as we wish for us to be. But here's the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make it very clear to us. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe, and then prove it. How do you do that? You see, the two things we learn from this hadith right now. Number one, As-Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were very inquisitive. What does that exactly mean? Never stopped to grow in Islam. They never stopped growing. Some of us are happy where we are. I maintain the five daily prayers. I go home, the same repetitive routine. They don't read anything new. They don't start a new ibadah. They don't engage in a new activity for the ummah, for the community. We don't grow. We just happy where we are, and that's it. As-Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum always wanted to grow. They always wanted to grow. Even the poor amongst them, they come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, the rich people are winning everything. They do ibadah and salah and so on, and they have money that they give for charity. We can't compete with them. How are we going to catch up to go to Jannah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, look, la yazalus, he said, al-dhikr, thing that would you to compete with them, la yazalu sanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. As long as you keep your tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Say after salah, he told them, this many times, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar after salah, you will be better than what they do. But then sometime later, the poor people came back again. Ya Rasulullah, the rich people heard about that. Now they're doing it. How can we do it? How can we compete with them? He says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. These are the blessings of Allah He bestows upon whomever He wills. My dear brothers and sisters, the blessings of Allah upon us are so many. But are we growing with these blessings and through these blessings? Are we becoming better Muslims every single day? Are we improving where we are? And here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from this simple question from this young man, We learn that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they always wanted to grow in their faith, in their deen, and their iman. Before we leave today, ask yourself the question, which area in my life, in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to grow? Is it my five daily prayers? Is it my secret ibadah, secret act of worship that I keep private between me and my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it my recitation of the Quran? I want to improve on it. Alhamdulillah, I know how to read Arabic, but I want to do it better with tajweed now. Alhamdulillah, I know everything, even with tajweed. Maybe I should memorize a new surah. What are you doing to grow in your faith and in your deen? Because the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, always inquisitive and always growing in their iman and their deen. The second thing we learn from this hadith is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is focusing for us where you need to put your energy. He says, say I believe and then prove it. As simple as that. And I think this is a true thing about everything in our lives. You can't just be left to claim something without showing proof or evidence for that, including in your faith and your iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, alif lam mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ وَيُتْرُكُوا يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ Do people think that we're going to be left to say we believe without being tested? Allah says He's going to test all of us to see who's going to be truthful and who's not. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, your energy should be there to focus on your iman and then prove it. The proof of being mu'min obviously comes through action. That's why in the Quran there are so many evidences, so many ayat in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ They believe and they do good deeds. They have faith, do good deeds. It's always about proving it. So yeah, a lot of people today, they might refer to themselves as Muslims. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But how are we doing with our Islam? Where are we going through this? What's the message that we need to deliver to our young brothers and sisters, our children, our family members, our brothers, our friends, our neighbors, as Muslims? What message should we tell them about Islam today? With what we see out there, people get confused. The different interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ by many, many people, even sometimes Muslim scholars. It gets really confusing for many people. And here the Prophet ﷺ saying, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ You need to have faith. And obviously faith, alhamdulillah, in terms of what does it mean, it's simple. To believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, to believe in the angels, in the prophets, in the book He revealed, in the message that He revealed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the last day, in the day of judgment, and to believe in the qadr. We memorized that when we were kids. But how many of us are acting upon this? That is the message. Then to prove it. Because nowadays, we see how our young people are unfortunately deviating away from Islam because they're just confused. Yes, they might be able to count all the six articles of faith to you and I. They might be able to even to name every prophet was mentioned in the Quran. But they're having a hard time to remain steadfast on it. The evidence to it. A lot of confusion over here. And it's my duty and your duty to make sure that we show them the way, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. See, when it comes to the subject of al-Iman, al-Iman, it's in the heart. Al-Iman is in your tongue. Al-Iman is through your actions. And that's the meaning of the word, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ and remain steadfast. And then prove it. So when it comes to the subject of istiqama, our ulama, they say, لُزُومُ الطَّرِيقُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ To remain steadfast on that straight path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, I drove all the way from Irving, coming here, supposed to be 30 minutes, it took about an hour. Why is that? Because of the weather and the mist and the accident on the side. And subhanAllah, just one thing that kept coming on my mind because I was preparing for this khutbah, saying, this is the time to have faith in your skills, your ability, and remain on the straight path by holding, you know, with both hands. And that's how you should live your life. You're in control of your practice, your ibadah. You might have the skill, but are you using it? Are you practicing it? I know how to pray, but how often do you do it regularly? And even if you know what is khushu' and how to do khushu', are you even practicing khushu' in your salah? I know the value of fasting. One day can send you far away from Jahannam, 70 kharifan, years away from Jahannam. But are we practicing that? Or are we waiting for Ramadan to start? See, again, al-Iman is there and clear. But practicing it, to remain steadfast, that's where the challenge is today, especially in our time. The challenge is to prove it and to make sure, to be sure that you are able, inshallah ta'ala, to prove it, bidnillahi azza wa jal. My dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to the istiqama and remaining steadfast, there is the istiqama of the heart, which means to be firm on iman. There is the istiqama of the tongue, with the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is the istiqama, remain steadfast with your actions, making sure that your eyes see nothing but Allah, what Allah pleased with. What your ears hear, just what Allah is pleased with. What your actions are, it's all about what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, O man kana maytan fa ahyaynah, wa ja'alna lahu nuran yamshi fi an-nas, yamshi bihi fi an-nas. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, are they equal? Someone who was dead, we give them life, we provide them with light by which they can walk between the people through the crowds. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارَجٍ مِّنْهَا. Is it equal with the person who's living in darkness? They don't even know which way to go in their lives. And that is the meaning of al-istiqama. You've been given that beautiful light. Use it. Use it to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we get if we do that istiqama anyway? What's the point of that? Allah subhanahu says, تَتَنَزَّلْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Those who say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Our Lord is Allah Azza wa Jal, and then remain steadfast. We shall send upon them the angels, تَتَنَزَّلْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. What are they telling them? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. They will bring you tranquility and peace and good news. Don't be afraid for what's coming next in your life. Don't be worried about what will happen in the past. And then what? That you shall have Jannah as long as you remain steadfast on this path. My dear brothers and sisters, in this dunya, obviously, like we said, there are a lot of paths today. It's confusing. But the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. This path that leads to Allah is one and only one. And He's asking you to walk on this path. And that's what this hadith is, a simple message that requires from all of us to go from whichever path that we're going to bring us back to where we belong, to the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who always have faith and remain steadfast. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, some might say, but you know, the time is difficult and hard today. So what does it mean to be always on steadfast and on that path? Does it mean you cannot even sin or make mistakes? I'm a human being after all. Well, rest assured, we all know that we're humans and we're prone to make mistakes. That happens. That's how we were designed. So being mustaqim means steadfast on the straight path does not necessarily mean you don't make mistakes. As a matter of fact, Shaykh Azhabi bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala yaqul, قَالْ وَلَيْسَ مِنْ شَرَاءَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. لَيْسَ مِنْ شَرَاءَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. It's not a condition to be righteous. وَلَا مِنْ عَلَمَاتِهِمْ. It's not that they're signs that they never commit sins or make mistakes. Abadan. He says, if this is the case, no one will be righteous at all. He says, وَلَكِنْ. If they make a mistake. But if they make a mistake, they repent. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the believers, the most righteous, ibadur rahman. They make a mistake, they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, astaghfirullah. And they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that inna deena yusr, this deen is easy. This is easy. Then he says, qal fasaddidu wa qaribu, which means do your best, come as close as possible to perfection. But can you catch that perfection? We can't. We're humans. We're going to make mistakes. So we're going to need to keep trying and trying and trying. And every time we make a mistake, it's all right. We recalibrate. We seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His rahmah. Allah subhanahu says, قَالْ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who commit a sin or transgress against themselves. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have faith now. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they seek forgiveness for the sin they've committed. And then they know, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Why are they doing this for? Because they know no one forgives the sins but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our message today, inshallah ta'ala, before you leave this masjid, I want you to think about this. Where do you need to improve? Where do you think I should do something new in my life that bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me on that straight path? Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha mawlaha. عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.
Please brothers come to the main hall. Fill up the main hall first.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا استقيموا على الصلاة يرحمكم الله make sure you're straight جزاكم الله خير don't leave any gaps بارك الله فيكم. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وآل محمد وبارك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أنا لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك له الحمد على كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة اللهم لا مانع ما أعطيت ولا معطي Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I was told that we have a shahada after Salat al-Jum'ah. Is it here? Oh.
My name is Soham.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
So I was born and raised Hindu, and my mom reverted about 2 years ago to Islam, and there's a lot of reasons why I decided to revert, but one of the main is that just about, like, after learning more and reading, like, the Quran, I can say that it feels the most like home, and I'm excited to begin my journey and learn. And
by the way, this khutbah was not made on purpose, just so you know. It just happened to be that this is the best introduction I can give to you right now. So your message, the message is very clear. When someone says, "I believe," it's time to prove it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for your Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your heart for the guidance, ya Allah, and your family to come to guidance, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to make the path to Islam easy for you and your family, ya Rabbil Alameen. So when you're ready, inshallah, I want you to repeat after me the Shahada in Arabic. So I want you to say, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Innallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
In English, I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That there is no God.
That there is no God.
Worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
But Allah.
But Allah.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Congratulations. You're going to get a lot of hugs right now. So take it, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm in his iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him strong in his iman, ya Allah. And show him the way that is most pleasing to Allah azza wa jal. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.